Welcome back. We're so glad that you downloaded part two. Today, we're going to be focusing on data sets. But if you haven't heard part one on forecasting, be sure to download that one too. And now back to my conversation with Ravneet Bhandari, CEO of Logic. Today, I really want to focus more on these data sets that are out there and how you're able to really understand what data sets are important and which ones aren't. Now, you know, one thing that I've learned while researching to do this was it's not about that big giant sized event that's coming to town as one data set. It's all of those little events that are, I think, bubbling just below the surface that in aggregate change the dynamic of what your pricing power will be within a marketplace at any given time. Yep. Just one.
Yeah. No, and you're absolutely right, right? So that is one case in point. It's also important to understand, for instance, you know, we alluded to this earlier, right? Take the whole picture on any given day in a given market, right? So yes, you may have a giant event, you may have a multitude of smaller events, you may have demand peaking for your peer-to-peer accommodations like Airbnb. For a specific neighborhood, you may be seeing price spikes or demand spikes in a specific channel, right? You know, with exchange rates now being, so to speak, unfavorable for Britain, right? You suddenly start to see demand from the UK start slow down. So how do you take all of those disparate things into consideration, right? And you know, one of the things that we also take into account, and you know, what we do is something that we call sentiment analysis. So we consume real-time news feeds from Associated Press.
Sentiment analysis.
And what that eventually boils down to is, you know, how does the news, for instance, or how do certain keywords on any given day, what impact are they having on demand and pricing, right? And again, all of this is not going to be possible without the machine learning technology that we have.
Right.
Right, price.
So it seems to me then there's a lot more data sets that you could rely upon and get information from than compared to just like 5 years ago.
Oh, no, absolutely, right? I mean, look, the data's out there. It's just a question of being able to bring it together, right? Again, like I said, you know, and we continue to explore every single data set that we can possibly look at. But eventually, it's about, you know, so I think we talked about flights, we talked about currency, you know, exchange rates, you know, and we talked about events, we talked about, you know, what's going on in a given marketplace on any given day in peer-to-peer accommodations, what the overall demand patterns are, what the pricing trends are. All of these ultimately are relevant in terms of being able to predict demand and price. Because again, remember, fundamentally we're trying to solve a very, very basic problem, if you will, right? It sounds basic, it should be basic and should be fairly straightforward. It's very complex, right? Because of the dynamics. Ultimately, it's just about two things. What's your demand going to be on any given day in the future? What's the mix of that demand, if you will? And what's the right price?
Right.
That's all it comes down to. And that's really all we're trying to do. So every single data set that we look at, our machines are automatically analyzing that data set for relevance.
How do you figure out what's an important data set and what is really irrelevant in terms of the forecasting model?
That's what the machine decides.
Machine decides.
All
right. And again,
I know it sounds very 2020, if you will,
right.
But that's the reality, right? That's the power of the machine, of machine learning and kind of artificial intelligence platforms, is that they can take tremendous amounts of data, parse that data, right, into bite-sized components, if you will, and then really identify the relationships between all of these different data sets, and then gauge the impact on demand and price.
I think one of the things that happened in the hospitality industry with the Great Recession is we lost some of that pricing power. And there is a lack of confidence amongst revenue managers and owners to push rates as fast as I personally think they could have over this time. It seems to me that relying on machine learning, relying on this artificial intelligence to gauge those decisions will kind of remove that fear factor from the average individual and give them that confidence they need to set better rates. And a lot of times that means higher rates.
Yeah, absolutely, right. And I think if you look at the macroeconomic conditions of the hospitality industry, I think most markets are back to levels that they were pre 2009.
They were, and most markets are even beyond that in setting records. Right. But the period from the trough to now was much more extended than we'd seen in previous lodging cycles.
You're absolutely right. And it comes down to confidence, right? Ultimately, it's about how confident I am in terms of being able to push rates, in terms of specifically with regards to the ability of the customers of the market to bear that rate, right? And you're 100% correct, right? With machine learning or with the kind of advanced technology that we use, right? It's really like an early warning system, if you will, right? And it works both ways.
Yes.
Right? So whenever you look at future-looking trends that the platform is able to identify, and it'll automatically tell you when you can be aggressive versus when you need not to be, right? Once again, it depends on the evolving demand patterns and the price elasticity of your customers, and it can predict with a great deal of certainty eventually what those customers are willing to pay.
And now that we're at the top of the market, I don't want to be negative Nelly, but eventually things will shift the other way. And it sounds to me that this platform is a great way to prevent you from setting your rates ever lower much quicker than they need to be, thereby saving a lot of your profit potential.
Yeah, and so this is important, Glenn. I mean, again, like I said, I've been doing this a long time, right? And one of the fundamental tenets that we follow here is, and we take our role very seriously, obviously, because we are ultimately a technology provider. But our fundamental tenet here is first, do no harm, right? So to the contrary, what the system is, what the platform is designed to do is really maximize every single opportunity to yield your revenue, right? Sometimes that means lowering rates to gain more occupancy, and sometimes it means really pushing the envelope in terms of being very aggressive with the rate to maximize every single dollar that you can for every room that you sell.
And I think that's really what this is all about. So even though we're talking about data sets and the importance of data sets, it really is about leveraging all of that information through a smart platform that gives you the best insight to the forecasting process, right?
The forecasting process and eventually makes the most money for you.
Right. I mean, why would we be at this if it wasn't to make the most money for your customers and those out there? So it has me thinking, has there been enough innovation around forecasting models and the inclusion of data sets since you started, which is just about a year?
No, not really, right? And that's exactly why we started this company, like I said, right? We've seen no innovation specifically when it comes to forecasting and optimization probably in the last 15 years. Right, there are some incumbents that have been around for a long, long time. Everybody decides to focus on hotel data and hotel data alone, right? You're just missing the whole picture, right? And by definition, if you're only taking 20% or 20 or 30% of your overall data into account, by definition, you're making a suboptimal decision.
Right, so I think that the lesson that the listeners should take away from today is, sure, understanding the hotel-specific data is important, but it's only partially the picture. And through the Logic platform and advanced artificial intelligence technology, what you're able to do is take all of these things that may not have seemed relevant 10, 15 years ago and proving how important and critical they are to that decision-making process.
That's exactly right, Glenn. I could not have said it myself better.
So. Well, I'm glad I figured that out, and I think this is the perfect place to stop before I say something that is not wonderfully intelligent. So I want to thank you guys all for listening. And, Ravneet, how can we find Logic and learn more about you?
I think the best resource really would be our website, logic.com. We are in the process. We realize that some of the things that we're doing are fairly revolutionary. So we are in the process of launching a series of educational seminars / webinars and blogs. So I would encourage everybody to stay tuned for those.
That's great.
And feel free to sign up for our newsletter on our website.
And really what this is all about is empowering you folks to do better at your job. We want to educate, empower, and hopefully we entertained you a little bit today as well. I want to thank Ravneet Bhandari for being here, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Glenn. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And I want to thank you guys for listening, and be sure to subscribe so every single month you'll get to hear what we have to say going behind the scenes at Logic. Thanks so much for listening.